What happened when COVID first came? I heard for some of the facilities, everyone was pretty much feeling like they were in the slot, like they're only allowed out an hour a day while all the hype in March last year was happening.
Down Port Phillip, we all got locked down for half days. Most of the crew boys were working all day, so we got out, but half day in, half day out. So instead of 8 hours out of your cell or 12 hours, you're getting locked down for most of the day, get out for 4 hours and that was it. But for every day like that, we're getting an extra day off the sentence too, so there was a few bonuses to it. Yeah, it was a long time.
Here we didn't get locked down that much, but we missed out on all the education and visits and all the courses and all that. So it was a bit of a bummer.
Now, when you're first coming through, they'll quarantine you for 14 days. They'll give you the COVID test, so yeah, that's part of your isolation. So when you move jails, well, you've got to go to court during the restrictions. If you're going to court for more than like 5 or 6 hours, yeah, you've got to go back to remand.
We only got half a day off here for COVID. That's all up, half a day, or one day actually.
At Port Phillip, when I first come in, I'd done the 14 days lockdown, and because of the COVID and case, with like everyone has to do outside in the community. But it was good to know that each day I'd done, I was getting 2 days off my sentence. I enjoyed that because I know I'm only doing a little one, but yeah.
I'll speak to my kids and that on the Zoom and their partners and stuff like that, but it's a lot easier because it's a bit of a long way to travel. Like my mob's all up in the Truco. I mean, mum's in Western Australia at the moment. Yeah, it's been helpful in that regard.
Yeah.
Because it's a bit far from the travel.
Keep in contact with my sisters, my mum.
Yeah.
From over Zoom, yeah.
COVID's done a lot to the world, so yeah. You know, we're getting Zoom visits and stuff, so that's a help. But yeah, it's pretty hard on us fellas, not getting visits and stuff. Touches, you know, the cuddles and stuff like that's you can't do, but seeing your home, where you're from and that, it's good. You know, your daughter showing you stuff that she's done at school or something, that's always good. So it's always good to see family and the photos and stuff like that. Anything to help your time in here helps. So painting and, you know, looking at pictures, seeing what you're missing.